The first person to actually pay me for writing about SOG was Soldier of Fortune editor and publisher Robert K. Brown, a former Green Beret who had fought alongside the indigenous people of South Vietnam as well. More important, many years ago, Bob has suggested that I write a book too. Not only is he a fellow former Green Beret and a generous publisher, but a man who backs friendship with action and deeds, not hollow words. Over the years, several members of the Special Operations Association, all former SOG personnel, suggested that I write a book on SOG. Among them were men I had run missions with on Spike Team Idaho and men from CCC and CCS. Since the early days of our marriage, my wife Anna and her mother Renee Hamill and her father William Avery, a World War II Marine, had quietly urged me to set pen to pad to write about SOG. 3 years ago, one of the great unsung heroes of SOG, Pat Mandolin Watkins, told me, "You have to write a book. I don't care how, but write something. Get the first book published. Our people are dying off. We have to capture their stories. After the first book, you'll be able to do more stories, and the men in SOA will trust you because you've been on the ground across the fence and survived Laos, Cambodia, and North Vietnam." My first 1-0, Robert J. Spider Parks, echoed those sentiments that year during a ceremony at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where SOG veterans received the Presidential Unit Citation, 28 years after SOG was shut down in 1972. Nowhere on God's earth are there two men I respect more than Watkins and Parks. They have put their lives on the line time and again when I was on the ground with ST Idaho and for other SOG teams and platoons. And to me, they were the Green Beret big brothers who never lost patience with me, always helped me when they could, and never cast judgment while happy to offer sage advice and counsel. That same year, Special Operations Association member and former SF medic Joseph F. Parner approached me at the annual SOA reunion in Las Vegas and repeated what Watkins had said, adding, "I've read your stuff. You can write. You've got to do a series of books on SOG before we all die off." SOA member and former CCC 10 and fellow Trenton, New Jersey native Tom Moskovich had been nudging me for years to get something down on paper. Also, my friend Bill Deasy, who ran reconnaissance missions from CCS and CCN, encouraged me to write a book after we appeared together in a one-hour History Channel feature on SOG. Then I ran into an old friend, SOA member and STRT Louisiana 10 David Maurer, who wrote one of the best SOG books, The Dying Place, and he urged me to write something. The Dying Place knocked me out when I first read it, and later when I reread it. Maurer is a SOG warrior who also survived the Idrang Valley during his first tour of duty with the 1st Cav. He told me that a small publishing company called Real War Stories was going to re-release The Dying Place, which had gone out of print many years ago. He suggested that I call Dennis J. Cummings of Real War Stories. At that time, I had written a Memorial Day story in May 2002 for my newspaper and had penned a piece about meeting ST Idaho interpreter extraordinaire Nguyen Khang Hep for the first time in 30 years. After assuming that Hep was dead, both pieces generated a lot of positive reaction from within the newspaper and from the communities that the newspaper covers North San Diego County. And my wife Anna again told me that she completely support any writing efforts for a book, which meant spending extra time with our 5-year-old daughter, and she told me that